Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You got it! It's time for episode 583 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top 5 songs and TV shows, movies of the week. Congratulations, you have reached deep February on the road back to summer 2022. I'm your host, H. Michael Cray, Howard Kramer. What's up, Stard?
Hey, man, this is, I would say this is checkpoint 22 today.
We got. Oh, yeah, because it's 2-2-2-2-2-22-22. This is the one when you really think about it. I mean, we're never going to get this day again in the rest of our lives. We've never had it before. No. You couldn't get 1-1-1-1, right?
Yeah, you could. 2011.
Oh, yeah, you could. We got that. You're right. 11 years ago. But we'll never get 3-3-3-3. Unless we go into cryogenic freeze.
It will go in the metaverse when we live forever.
There you go. In whatever plane we go to.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll get into that a little bit later. Hey, let's bring in our guest right now because we're raring to go to talk about some topics with you. Here he comes. You know him from Netflix. His slew of shows. It's like a whole oeuvre in his work. His Netflix period. And he's also known, you know him from Comedy Crawl, Comedy Melt, Comedy Squad. Here he comes now. Back to the show. Chill. Trill. Bill. Cut,
hey, I'm back.
He's
back.
The piano teacher too.
The piano teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're looking good. You're looking musical.
Hey, thank you. It's the new look. It's my girlfriend's sunglasses.
You're looking sleek. Right on.
Yeah.
You're ready to make some deals now.
And you say you've been teaching piano to your niece. What's going on?
Yeah, I've been teaching piano to my niece. My whole family said, "How can you teach piano when you've never taken a class?" Well, I'm doing it.
Yeah. Well, you do it, so you must be able to tell her something about that, right?
Yeah, I do grand scales every day, twice a day. So I'm doing it. It's crazy scales. They're like, you go down and up and down, and you do a separate.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're cool as heck. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good as hell. I think I learned how to sight read within a year and a half, so.
Nice.
Wow.
Who would you compare your style to? Are you like a Jerry Lee Lewis? Do you stand up? Do you kick the piano?
No, I just sit there. I got a crazy left hand. I got the spider left hand.
Wow. That's the hardest hand.
I got the spider bass line. So my hand be doing like, I'll be on the top on the right and I'll be like, and my left hand's going like, like it's like crazy. Like it's honestly like, I would argue that it's probably like just like an intellectual experiment of like dexterity versus like actual music.
Whoa, is this piano science I'm hearing? What's going on here?
Yeah, because I just very rigorously practice scales and then would practice improvising on the scales. And so now I can just kind of like freewheel it with my hands. Like I can just trust that if I'm on a scale, they're going to pretty much stay on the scale.
Who do you sound like? Are you like a Billy Joel on there? What are you doing? A little pop?
You're doing like harmonic minor scales?
Oh, we're not doing pop. We're not doing pop. I mean, I can do pop. I do a little bit.
You're like a Harry Connick Jr.
I truly have zero influence. I truly don't have an influence. I just like playing. Wow. I played for years by ear just for fun because I listened to Deadmau5. And my parents had a piano.
Well, that's an influence.
Are you played along to the Deadmau5?
I just was like, I want to make music, and so I started playing piano.
And you use all the keys, all up and down, everywhere?
I don't use the 88th that often, but I do be going all up and down. I be using a solid 73 keys.
And what are you teaching the niece?
I mean, just the basics, but like, I'm trying to already incept her with the fact that songs aren't real.
Oh boy. Is she ready for that?
This is unconventional.
Yes. Kids are more ready for that than anybody else.
You're just telling her like what you make up is legit. Don't act like something else.
Like I'm like, you know that these things in the book, these aren't real songs, right?
Right.
Don't matter. These are just to teach you how to play. Like this isn't a real song. Like nobody cares about this.
Yeah, like someone else just made this up in a few seconds, just like whatever you would do right now.
Yeah, and then after I explained that to her, she was like just goofing around. Like it took me a while. Like the first lesson we were together, she was goofing around like all the time. Like it was like fun. She was good. She had rhythm. She could hear natural tones. Like she picked out like a natural D5, which is like, I'm like, that's huge to me. Like that's more important to me than like knowing fingering at first, is like just being able to do something like that. But then she became worried about it because she started learning and she was like, well, I can't do that. And I was like, yeah, you can. And then she started doing some like weird thing. And I was like, I could hear something in it. And so I like played onto it and I like shaped it a little. And it sounds real experimental.
Wow. It sounds like you're taking sort of a Phineas to her Billie Eilish type of a role.
Yeah, a little bit.
Hey, can I sign you guys right now?
I mean, I was trying to let her know. I was telling her you could publish this. I literally was like, you could literally publish this.
How old is she?
I think she's like 6 or 7.
Yeah, the fact that she's that young would garner attention and support.
That's what I'm trying to say. Is it's like there's like
I want to Reuben Kincaid this thing. I'll be
Well, because there's like 100,000 kids out there who are like learning like little Chopin ballads. But who's writing them? You know, not as many. Not as many.
Exactly.
That's what I think is bigger. Because I think I have a whole theory about it that when
I got to throw to Stard real quick. Stard?
Yeah.
What music? What music? Let's hear the music chart.
Oh, man. He was just getting started. We got to continue this, though.
Well, I want to hear more, but we got to.
I mean, I could go on for 7 hours probably to talk about music theory and my take on it.
Oh, shit.
Let's break for a quick music beat right now. Here we go.
History of recorded music. Here we go. Interject if you like.
Ooh.
Music. We used to play LPs, 8 tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download and we stream. What the hell's next? NFTs?
NFT, Web3, NetGala, on Solana ecosystem.
Right on. One of. Hey.
You can publish that. You can publish that right now.
Have you been stockpiling the nifties?
Nah.
Nice. Okay. I like
it. I'm waiting for bear markets. I don't care anymore.
Exactly. Let's wait till this thing shakes out.
I'm waiting for the bear.
Hey, Stard, what chart do we have this week?
Yeah, we got the Apple Music top in the U.S.
Ooh, sounds good. I bet there'll be some keys on this. We can get your opinion, your insight into the keyboard tracks. Here we go.
All right, coming in number 5.
Number 5.
This is Gunna with Banking on Me.
Oh, well, they made this with keys. What sound bed is that, Bill?
What sound bed is that?
Sound bed.
Oh, sound bed? I don't know.
What do you think?
I haven't been studying production lately.
I think it's called Deep Street.
It might be one of these Nord Stage 3s I got behind.
It could be.
Oh, right on. Sounds good. That's Gunna, everybody, with Metro Bass Intro.
Metro Boomin, it's just samples.
He does a lot of samples?
Yeah, that's just samples.
Right on. So do you and the kid have some songs recorded?
I mean, I recorded her last session, yeah.
Wow.
And is she singing as well?
No, but she knows how to sing. She's got really good pitch, so... Her family's going to regret the day they let me teach her. I'm turning her into a celebrity.
Well, I mean, I think she's going
to grow up. Well, they're like, she likes fashion. She likes singing. She likes to dance. Now we just need to get the songwriter component in there. And she's there on Disney Channel.
Yeah, and then we launch her in the metaverse, like Snoop with Death Row Records.
We ruin her life with fame.
Hey, I got to ask what this new theory of music you have is. You were just about to...
Oh, I just got a lot of posits on how people treat it. I just got a lot of posits on how people treat it with such strictness. You know, they in jazz, they're up to like 32 keys because they count enharmonic keys, which is just like so overwhelming to like actually retain that information. And for the purposes of actually playing... You only really need to memorize three different fingerings. There's only three real styles.
Okay.
Because there's D, A, E, and B. And then there's also like, then you got the B flat.
Then you got the A and the, yeah.
You got the B flat, the E flat.
Then you got all the rest.
You got G sharp. You got F sharp. Those are our team. And then the third is all the F sharp, C sharp, and B together.
I'm interested to see if this next track involves any sharps or Bs or Fs. What's coming in at number four?
Format. Okay, coming in at number four. This is Jack Harlow with Nail Tech.
This is so funny to just be listening to hip hop in between talking about like music theory. Stress about it. My city hauling, I'm co-signing this wave coming up next at it. Riding around in the shotgun of her Tesla. Hanging both of my legs out it like, what's up? I got stakes and they too high, now I can't fuck up. I like girls that's down to earth, so don't be stuck up. I don't take L's, I give them out and I chuck them up. First listen, they hearing this shit like, what the fuck?
He's a pretty good rapper, right?
Yeah. Kanye said he's one of his favorites and then deleted it.
Oh, he did? Mm-hmm. What's the beef he has with Peppa Pig? Do you know about that?
No, I didn't see the Peppa Pig beef.
Really?
Do you know about that, Stark?
No, this is the first I've heard of
Somebody
that.
Somebody tweeted something about Kanye having all these beefs. Then Kanye tweeted back, like, you're leaving out all these other beefs I had. And he listed all these beefs that everybody knows about. But then in the middle of it all was Peppa Pig. People's trying to figure out what the beef is with Peppa Pig.
Isn't that a fictional character?
Yeah, it's a cartoon.
Yeah. All right.
Pretty crazy.
I don't know. I don't know even if I'm interested anymore. It sounds like he's just wanting to be asked, you know? It's like when somebody just lays it out there and is fishing for you to ask.
Yeah. I don't know. I still kind of want to know.
I want to know why he hates Peppa Pig. What's the deal? Peppa Pig's a hero.
Right on.
Peppa Pig means cocaine.
I didn't mean to interrupt. Sharps. F, C.
It seems like you're just listing all the notes.
No, because the thing about it is, it's like, look at a guitar, and a guitar strings are E, A, G, D, B, and that's because all four, not all, all. Word. No,
Easter
no, no.
Your buddies get drunk
at Easter. It's A, D, G, B, A, B, E, but it doesn't, I'm just listing them all, and it's the reason is because, like, when you're playing A, D, or E, you can intersplice any of the notes from the other keys and they don't sound too off. And so like you can view it as like one scale.
Hey, is all this theory getting in the way of your song? You know, are you still songwriting?
Probably it's getting bigly in the way. Cause I just want to get better.
But I don't know this. I think you should throw out some of this theory and just get into some tunes. I mean,
there is no Howard. That's the thing, though. There is no tune without theory.
Yeah, but you don't have to know the theory to make a tune.
Yeah, you don't have to know it, but you got to use it.
The streets want tunes.
Nobody can make music without using theory if they're playing a modern instrument.
We're going to wonder, what's this gap of Trill Trill Boom?
I'm in between you guys.
There were no tunes in Feb 22.
I haven't released a tune. I'm releasing a tune in April, and I don't care about it at all anymore because I'm just like, I love the piano so
That's
much.
Web 2.0. Let's go.
I'm not even trying to be funny anymore.
I know, but hang on. Speaking of Web 3.0, what's coming in at number three?
Coming in at number three, this is We Don't Talk About Bruno from Encanto.
Oh, this is Lin-Manuel Manuel. Hey, we should chop this. You know what? Maybe this is too fast for you to find, but did you guys see any of Macy Gray singing the national anthem at the All-Star game?
No, I didn't see it.
It's kind of like the Fergie one where all the players kind of started laughing while they're standing out there because she's just like so crazy the way she was singing it.
You want me to play it?
If you could find it quick.
Yeah, what was she singing?
Here to perform the Star-Spangled Banner. Acclaimed singer,
All-Star game,
songwriter,
NBA.
And a Grammy Award winner from Canton, Ohio, Macy Gray.
She's got her own star next to her. You
see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose bright stripes and bright stars.
She's better than the guitarist so far.
Yeah. He's clanking.
He's clanking. So I think just as this wears on, they just start cracking up. If you were there, it's hard not to.
She's kind of teetering on her feet a little bit.
Yeah, she's Amy Winehouse a little bit, but she's lasted. I think it's just the way she is.
She doesn't sound too bad.
Bill, are you hearing anything in there that's interesting you?
I love Macy Gray's voice.
Yeah.
It's going to age very well.
And is she hitting some of those notes you mentioned earlier?
I'm sure of it.
I'm sure of it.
Would you do that with your niece? Maybe you guys go out and do a weird version of the Star-Spangled Banner?
Yeah, definitely.
Tell
I hope she gets
theory.
To sing it at her town pick, at her town 4th of July.
Tell me some more theory. You're saying songs don't even matter.
Well, yeah, they're just like in the learning process, there's such an intense focus on like, can you replicate this specific song? And it's like, obviously, I don't think that's ever going to like fall out of being important to people because it's like people like hearing things they can recognize. But from like a purely learning perspective, to me, that'd be like saying like, you got to memorize a book before you start reading the next book.
Right. It's too strict.
Yeah. And it took me a while to start realizing that, but I'd be on a song for like a month and I'd be like, who cares if I can play this song? I should just learn how to read. And then that evolved deeper and deeper into just learning how to read. And through learning how to read, just like understanding it better. And like,
Is all this deep music theory why you need to wear sunglasses indoors now?
I just found them. I just thought they looked cool, honestly. I never do this.
They look cool. Hey, Bo, so would you ever make her learn one of your songs, like Robot Joint? You got to learn Robot Joint.
No. That song's just for fun.
Okay.
I just learned a new guitar theory with thinking of it in two string scales instead of going all through six strings, and it's totally changed my outlook.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
You got
to
move your hand more, though, don't you?
Well, not yeah, but you can now. I can see the whole fretboard is like just differently. Like I just know how to move up and down it, like in a different way. Where it's like, I'm not going to miss as much.
The first thing I did when I had a guitar before I started learning from a book was just start playing the scales on each string.
You're a scale man.
I love the scales. It's so funny that humans evolved to the point where they developed 12 things that sound exactly the same.
To me, it's all major scale, and then if you want to fuck around, like, then you put in a weird noise. I like whole steps, and then you throw in a weird non-whole step.
Those are the things that are memorable, is when you, like, throw in accidentals.
Totally.
That's, like, the all the famous, like, classical songs all have, like, weird accidentals in them.
The accidentals are the best.
Yeah. I think, like, a really good one.
Intervals are better than scales in some way.
Well, you don't have to limit yourself. You can do both.
This is what it sounds like when I talk about, like, any crypto or NFT.
I do scales. I do arpeggios. I do eighth octaves.
Speaking of eight, what's coming in at number two?
All right, coming in number two, Kodak Black, Super Gremlin. Oh, he just left.
Oh, Bill's out.
He's a wild card.
Hey, how about Kodak Black did get shot in the leg outside Pacific Design Center. Kodak Black got shot in the leg.
Yeah, after the Justin Bieber show.
Yeah, and it's confirmed, and you know, he's out walking around again. But this is what happened. You left the music game alone, and then boom, Kodak Black steps into the vacuum, Bill.
That's how it happens. You can't step away. I stepped away for too long, and now I can't get back up.
Well, I hope you'll be back tomorrow night at Comedy at Chaplin to give us some tunes, maybe.
Maybe.
I saw you in Pen 15. It was great. It was a
I'm a little monster in there.
Yeah, not the most savory fellow.
No,
but you sold it.
That's good.
Is that changing the way people treat you when they meet you on the street or whatever?
Nah, I don't think people consider it.
No?
Nah, everybody who watches that show is too smart. It's not like I'm on Game of Thrones or something. There's a bunch of dumb nerds watching it. No offense to Game of Thrones fans. There's a lot of smart Game of Thrones fans too, but there's also a lot of dumb nerds.
Right. I love it.
Some nerds are dumber than dumb people. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's definitely true. There is a such thing as, like, a dumb nerd.
Like
when you go to Comic-Con, it's not like everyone walking around in a costume is like some heady person.
No. That's why being, like, hated on one of those shows is way worse, because you got people who can't separate that Game of Thrones isn't real.
Yes.
Whereas I feel like everybody who likes Pen 15 is, like, hyper aware that it's not real.
Right. So more I would say cerebral, but more realistic, self-aware type of a crowd.
Yeah, you got to be smart. You got to be smart to like Pen 15. You don't have to be smart to like Game of Thrones. I think a lot of Game of Thrones audience is smart, though.
Right.
But you still got those dumb nerds.
My brother watches it, so I'll let you all make your own decision there.
There are jerk nerds, too.
Yeah, there's jerk nerds.
They're more into, like, the dragons and the warfare than they're into, like, the moral stories.
Yeah, they'll bully you if you don't have the right understanding.
Yeah. Which is fair, you know, dumb nerds got to have their thing. I'm not trying to stop the dumb nerds from doing dumb nerd stuff. I respect them.
Yeah, right, they do their thing.
I respect stupid. Can we put that on the record? I respect stupid nerds.
I respect stupid nerds. That's a great shirt to wear to Comic-Con.
All right, coming in number one.
Number one.
Gunna and Future with Pushin' P.
Damn, here it is.
This thing can't be stopped. Privacy, bitch, I'm Pushin' P. Purple paint, pussy paint, bitch, I'm Pushin' P. Pepper
Pig. I'm Pushin' P. Push a pee. I haven't heard this song before. It just sounds like they're selling piss. I'm pushing pee.
Yo, give me some of that day old.
Yeah.
You're pushing pee? I'm trying to buy some pee, man.
Look at that yellow.
I didn't really connect the dots on that until I heard it. And it's like, I can't. How can you listen to that song and feel cool that they just keep saying they're pushing P?
That's the kind
of where the culture's at. I mean,
right.
I'm pushing P. I'm pushing P. I'm pushing poo. I'm pushing P. I'm pushing poo. I'm pushing P. That should be the duo. It should be back and forth. One person is pushing P. And the other one is pushing poo.
The competing dealers.
That's the the Brandy product. And, you know, Aaliyah track or whatever.
The duet. Look, if Weird Al Yankovic was in his prime, we'd be hearing Push and Poo.
Look at my pee. I got the most golden pee. Look at that.
I'm pushing. Yeah. And then my friend comes in and he says, I'm pushing pee pee poo poo.
Pure Colombian piss.
Hey, pee is healthier when it's clear. So maybe that. It would be the clear stuff like the
right. Then you're hydrated. That means you're hydrated. That's what clear pee means.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, that asparagus shit.
Oh yeah, that'll bring down the street value of your pee. Hey, great stuff, and we'll be right back with the movie chart. My name is H. Michael Cray, and I'm here with my guest,
Bill Kottkamp, Chill Trill Bill,
and
Brett Morris, B. Peter Moe,
and this is the Movies Chart.
Movies, they're just like tweets. They release them constantly. Most of them we don't need to see. But when you get a good one, ooh-wee, movies.
What key is that? Who knows? I mean, I don't know what key that is.
I am not pitch perfect, so I would need a piano in front of me to figure it out.
Whoa. I have Pitch Perfect on DVD. Sadly, it is not picture disc.
Pop in case.
Right on. Check that out, everybody, on TikTok. We pop case on there on the regular.
It's very entertaining. You can throw money on it, you know? You could bet with your friends.
You can bet with your friends. I show DVDs, and then you got to bet whether it's going to be picture disc or not. And then I pop it open, and it's like a visceral sport. It's exciting. People, like you said, you can wager on it. You start to root for picture disc, and it's really just a new pop culture sport. Pop in case.
It's like a Schrodinger's cat situation.
There you go. I don't know.
All right. That is either. Movie charts. Coming in at number five.
Number five.
Jackass.
Oh, yeah. I got to see
Jackass this. Jackass Forever.
Wow. Shout out to Lance Bangs. He's the only big director that ever came and shot at Squat Mill. Cool.
And Knoxville's 49. So we're good.
Can you feel my heart?
Wow. Have you guys seen this one?
I saw it. I saw it in the theaters. It was like a rented out theater. It was a great time.
Oh, that's fun.
That's right. You told that story.
Yeah, super fun. And it's just as good as ever. I don't know. In some ways, it's better. It feels like good pandemic viewing.
Did the guys, was their age a factor in their injury? Did like any guys get hurt bad because they were old?
Yeah, I think Johnny Knoxville officially retired from doing the stunts at a certain point. During
the movie?
Yeah, he gets just jackhammered by a bull. And then I think that like actually gave him like some damage and he's out.
Wow.
But Steve-O, they're still going at it pretty hard. So
Shout out to Steve-O. Remember
I don't know if those guys feel pain that much.
Were you engineer when Steve-O was on Who Charted?
No, I don't. No, I wasn't. Oh, okay. Damn. I would have loved that.
Yeah.
He's friend of the charts.
What?
He's friends of the. Hey, I didn't know he was a friend of the charts.
He kind of did his own show. He was talking about recovery and stuff a lot.
Yeah.
But we got some charts in. He was on. I had to wrangle him like Bill.
I'm hard to wrangle?
I'm just kidding. Hey, it's great to see you. You know, with the pandemic layoff and everything, I kind of lost track.
You look a little tanner than usual. You got to the beach.
That's probably the Snapchat filter.
Oh, okay. Oh,
right on.
I use a Snapchat camera.
Are you like the Twitter swindler guy?
Mm-hmm.
All right, coming in at number four.
Number four.
Death on the Nile.
What the hell is this?
It's a whodunit, Poirot.
The romance of the desert has the power to seduce. I ask you.
Bill, is Hollywood... Whoa, do you... Was that a
I don't know that.
Well, you must, what is you right clicking and saving, making believe you own NFTs?
Yeah, I just right click. I'm a right click saver now.
You know what the new trend is? I heard people are renting them.
Why?
Because it's like you have clout if you can verify that it's yours. So people are just like renting.
Oh my God.
The next step. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Does it?
Well, fine.
That makes very little sense to me.
I mean, own it.
Everything
now.
Else is for rent. Cars are for rent.
I own it now.
See, sublet.
Did you just buy it right now?
No.
You just bought that?
No, I just screenshotted it.
He just screenshot it.
Oh, okay. Right on.
It's mine.
Infuriating someone.
Bill's showing us pictures of NFTs on his phone.
Yeah. All right. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
The Spider-Man No Way Home.
Scooby Doo, this crap. Flying out into the darkness to fight ghosts.
What do you mean?
They all die fighting Spider-Man. It's their fate. I'm sorry, kids.
Bill, could you move into scoring movies?
I would love to if it goes down like that.
Is that the type of skills you're going to be honing?
I don't know. I'm just going to start live streaming again pretty soon.
What, of you playing piano?
Yeah, just to have content.
Yeah, I want to see these piano skills you got.
Yeah, the problem I've had is I try to record it and then the audio gets all shitty because it's too loud.
Okay. You just can't record it?
No, it just sounds like it's underwater.
Piano's tough to capture.
And then it's like the internet, the Instagram, like it's like people who see it like it, but the algorithm is like, what the fuck is this? And it doesn't promote it.
I can't see why people wouldn't want to see
that. Yeah, the robots know good audio. Like the computer algorithm knows like good audio and good video quality.
Are you going to do an overhead shot so people can see the finger work as you're playing?
I don't know. I've been debating doing it anonymously so I can just do that and not have my face attached to it so people don't judge it based off of it being me.
Every time I think about streaming or filming myself playing or... I'm always struck by how hard and annoying it is to even find a tripod or find an angle that I like.
It's a lot of work.
Believe how many people get past that step.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the people you see, the people that can fight through those tech and the gooseneck and the
gooseneck and the directing. It's like, I can't even find that angle for me at all.
Honestly, that's why I'm not on Pornhub. I mean, I don't talk about it a lot, but it's really the tech limitations.
I feel like there's something I'm missing with it. There's no training out there for like exactly what to do.
I think you just set up a webcam and get to work.
Bill, are you going to go as far as wearing like a necktie with keyboard on it?
Oh. Any of that type of thing? I have no plan. I'm just, my only plan is to get good. I'm not going to wear a necktie.
Okay.
That's the sign of a truly expert keyboard player.
Yeah. You could be, hey, can I suggest a stage name?
What?
NF Keys. NF Keys.
Well, yeah. I mean, my stage name already has Trill in it, though, so I kind of already set myself up for piano.
Oh, good point. Yeah, don't change brands. You're right. Hey, what's it coming up?
I don't even have to change it.
All right, coming up at number two.
Number two.
This is Dog with Channing Tatum.
No, 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 no! No! You're just a demon. You're just a demon!
It's expired, sir.
Come on, man. You know how many times I've been in and out of this gate with that?
Excuse me?
What's the odds on ISIS?
Step out of the vehicle, sir.
You want me to step out of the vehicle? I'll have a...
He's with the Ranger Battalion.
Speaking of dogs, Snoop Dogg is going to be bringing Death Row Records as the first record label in the metaverse.
Wait, really?
What about Gutter Cat?
I didn't think Death Row even existed still.
Oh, yeah. He bought it. He bought it. And now he's going to relaunch it. He's going to launch artists inside the metaverse.
That's why the Super Bowl was all Death Row stuff.
Yeah. Exciting, right, Bill?
Huh?
It's exciting.
I think so. I mean, hey, we all know where Zuckerberg wants us to live, and it's not on Earth.
Oh, and I don't even, he's an afterthought. No one's going on his metaverse.
People are addicted to it. I went on it. It's scary.
Oh, you did?
I was over here, and I was a fly on the wall. People were like, I'm addicted to this. I'm here every night.
Oh.
Because think about it. You're in the Midwest. It's snowy as hell. You can't go outside. And then there's a place where you can go hang out with strangers. And it's easier to talk to people in it.
Yeah.
But they're accessing it through Facebook as opposed to like going to Sandbox or Decentraland.
Who the fuck knows what Sandbox is? Nobody.
Wow, I'm getting a whole different view of this thing.
Nobody's going to download a fucking Sandbox.
That's where Snoop's doing stuff.
Yeah, but that's just because he's getting fucking money.
You don't think Sandbox could be big? I think it could be big.
Nah, Facebook is going to eat everything they fucking can.
I don't know. The young people don't seem down with Facebook.
It doesn't matter. Honestly, I really don't think it matters. I think the VR community already has their favorite metaverse locations, and it's VR chat, and Facebook Horizon is going to get all the normies.
But what about... What about all those push notifications popping up when you're trying to be in another world?
I mean, there aren't that many. I'm not saying I like Facebook Horizons, but I get why people do like it.
Okay. Well, I didn't know about it. Nothing I've said endorses any of that.
It's still in beta.
That's corporate. I'm over on the punk rock sites. I don't do those corporate sites.
I'm not on Sandbox.
This is like talking about scales.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, I'm losing everybody with my tech talk.
All right. Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Uncharted.
No. This is Marky Mark.
Speaking of games come to life.
There are places out there you can't find on any map. They're not gone. They're just lost.
They're just not on the map anymore.
Oh, wow. They got Ramble On?
I'm a little young for a
How'd they get that?
A little old for prom, aren't you?
Dazed and Confused couldn't even get a Dazed and Confused.
It's just one of these trailers that's just, they're like, it's like they're getting the lifesaver by the song.
Exactly. You know? The music is the magic bullet. It's like the shittiest idea or, you know, whatever. And then the greatest song of all time endorsing it.
Right.
You go. I mean, it's tough to cover a movie called Uncharted.
It's a video game movie.
That's true.
Right.
It's from a video game.
The video games were great. I've heard bad things about the movie.
Because the video games are good already.
Yeah, exactly. How can you can't replicate a good video game.
Oh, what about Prince of Persia? What are you talking about?
But I mean, like, you know, pull experience of a video game.
Angry Birds? What?
I had a period where I couldn't even watch action movies because it felt like just watching cutscenes for an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It felt like watching 2 hours of cutscenes.
Right.
Totally. Especially when it's all CGI ridden. It really looks like a cutscene.
Yeah. The first time I saw Guardians of the Galaxy, I was stoned as hell and I hated it.
I didn't like it either. Everyone loved it.
I like it now, but the first time I was like, who is this raccoon that sounds like Woody Allen type monologue? I don't want this. This city is crazy. There's all kinds of people in this city that are... And I was like, who is this raccoon? I don't like him.
Right.
It's just bolstered. Again, bolstered by a good playlist. Like the whole movie.
That's the one. What was the commercial? What was the song in that one?
I mean, the whole movie is just a huge.
I'm hooked
playlist.
On a feeling.
Yeah, it was like the best, Boston, most upbeat. Yeah.
I also thought it was really hypocritical everybody hated when Jennifer Lawrence sang in American Hustle for no reason, but then everybody's like, Chris Pratt singing for no reason? We love it.
Yeah.
I love American Hustle. A good opinion to trust. I don't remember. There's just like, a scene everybody made fun of.
Oh, okay.
It's just a song. It's not real.
Look, I think American Hustle is an interesting artistic experiment on multiple levels.
Whoa. Wow. What, because of his wig?
No, because it's a movie about conning people in the art world. All the trailers were presenting it like it was an action movie, and then it wasn't an action movie at all.
Who would you have gone with? J-Law or Amy Adams? Who would you have gone with in that one?
What do you mean? Like Amy Adams.
I'm J-Law.
Team J-Law, Team Amy. Wow.
Yeah.
Should I break the tie?
Yeah. What about you?
You have to consider some of their other work.
Oh, God.
That is a very, very tough call. But I got to go J-Law.
Ah.
J-Law. Yeah.
Amy Adams deserves the world.
I agree with you. Great in the master. All right. Let's find out what's coming in with these hot picks. We'll be right back with the hot picks. The hot picks. The hot picks. The third chart is the hot picks and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who brought a hot pick and let's see who did not. The hot picks. The hot picks. When I first started hearing me rap, I go, is that that damn raccoon from Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah. You sound like Rocket.
Yeah. Couldn't help it. I never saw it. Okay.
All right.
We got some hot picks. I bet these are going to be better than that Spotify 100. Let's find out.
Fuck Spotify.
F them.
All right. Coming in at number five.
Number five.
This is Bill's first pick of two. This is Raw Tech.
This song's Gabber, insane.
Gabber at the Disco.
This song's insane.
Spelled like Panic at the Disco. You got everything I want and I got everything you need.
You got everything I want and I got everything you need. You got are we even going to get to the drop? Frick. If we don't get to the drop, you don't even know what it is. You know what I mean? Here it is. Here we go.
Gee, what's like the BPM on that, Bill?
I would wager like 160.
Are you going that fast with it these days?
I might once I get a better keyboard setup, I might experiment with some.
What kind of
that
food
speed
do you eat? To
that's
that
getting into like clown music territory. What do you,
yeah,
I love that song.
Is that just like a
the drums are so crazy? Clans? Well, because you can't really hear it on headphones, but the drums are so good.
Yeah,
the drums just sound like really digital on headphones, but on like a real speaker, they're like that's like the whole song. So to not have them, I picked a bad song for headphone listeners.
I liked it. I liked it. It was just insane.
It's so like, you know. It's so. I also just love the like the tempo switch up where it's like it's all on beat where it's like bum 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 bum, and then the next one it's the same thing, but it just like it's like off beat. It's so cool.
You know, today in LA, there was a high speed pursuit of a party bus.
What?
Did you see that?
That should have been the soundtrack.
I bet they were blasting that in that party bus.
Oh, they must have. They should have been.
Hey, so it was a daytime pursuit of a party bus?
Yes. Like, is it all the way from San Diego?
Did someone steal one or they've been out all night and now it's morning? Like, whoa.
I think it came out that it was stolen. I think it was a woman too. She stole a party.
Someone
bus
in there alone.
Yeah, but I liked when I was seeing it on the news. I was picturing just like a bus full of executives just hosing down the rest of the blow, you know, before the police caught up to them.
Crazy!
You flush it, flush it, flush it,
flush it. We can't. It's a bus.
Right on. Yeah, that's going to be a change in vibe when the cops finally pull them over.
Yeah, I guess it was stolen, but man, I love a good car chase every once in a while.
Right on.
All right, coming in number four.
Number four.
This is my first pick. This is Hooray for the Riff Raff with Rhododendron.
Naked boys, limestone Everglade, bullies barricade, rhododendron. Oh, I can't look back. I lost it all.
F the mainland.
That's right, Howard. Don't turn your back on those people. This is like a...
I like it. It's got some energy to it. I like it.
Yeah, these girls look hard-edged and alternative.
Right on. I mean, the mainland, funky. Why would you... If you're going out on a boat, you've got your back to the mainland.
Oh, true. Physically, so. You do.
I mean, you're not going to face the shore. I mean, you turn around sometimes.
Face the shore the whole time.
You would?
Yeah, they warned me.
What, to face the shore the whole time?
They just said, don't turn your back on the mainland. I'm going to listen to them. I don't know why they say that.
Maybe it's because it's helicopters crashing. Did you see that in Newport Beach? A police helicopter crashed right into the shallow water while everybody was out on the beach in the daytime.
God. I did not see that.
Yeah. I mean, summer's heating up. It's the weather's warm out now.
Yeah.
Like, you're starting to see summer stories that you wouldn't see from the rest of the country until, like, May or June.
We're about to enter a huge cold snap, though.
Yeah.
Here? That?
Yeah, dude. It's getting to, like, 32 degrees in the valley.
Are you serious?
33 degrees. Yeah.
Is it going to be freezing?
That's close.
Bill, should we go down to Mexico?
No.
Well, you don't want to escape this thing?
No, I want to ride it out till I die.
Right on. I know Lobster Village.
They got some good scales.
I love lobster.
They got some good scales down there.
They got good scales? I know. I could learn from Jesus Molina.
Yeah.
All right, coming in at number three.
Number three.
This is Bill's second pick, his own song.
Oh, God.
Love Sick.
You want to intro?
Yeah, we're putting it out. We're putting it out sometime next month with Clippy. I'm always debuting unreleased songs on here.
That's good.
Oh, yeah, you heard it here first. This is 15 seconds in, as I was instructed.
Side when I see you. But you're just so strong. What do we do? I don't know if it's good or it's bad, but it's making me mad. Oh, it's making me mad.
This sounds like a real song.
Yeah.
How did this come about?
Like the story behind it?
Yeah, liner notes me.
Mm.
Blurb me. Enthrall me.
Damn, that verse too. That verse coming up is so good. They killed it. Clippy. Yeah. Clippy.
You guys make that.
Well, I'll be full honesty. You know, I hooked up with somebody. They seemed really chill. We hung out for like 24 hours. They were like my friend's girlfriend's like roommate, and it seemed really good. And then I went to like some party they were at, and like they got all weird. Like the next night or something, they were like super. Right. It was like super awkward. And I was like, okay, I'll just go talk to other people. I don't really care. And then I met Clippy, and then I felt really bad about it when I was at home and I wrote that song and I was thinking about Clippy, and they kind of got like an 80s aesthetic. And so I was like, I'm just going to write a song. And then I started writing that, and I was like, maybe I should ask them if they'll sing on it. And then they were like, yeah, I'll sing on it. It's cool. And then now it's been like since August.
Wow. That's real good. It's organic. I like that. I was inspired by real events.
Yeah. Because that's how it feels every time. It feels like that after a bad date or something. You're like, you're sick to your stomach.
Yeah. You know, I'm on the dealing end of that one. Nah.
Damn, let's go. Well, especially after a good thing and then like it gets kind of like dropped on you that they're not interested for whatever reason.
Yeah, man, that's the worst. I mean, that's the pain or the risk of love.
That's the pain of being vulnerable. Everybody wants unavailable stuff sometimes. Some people want unavailable people, and I can't be that.
No. You're open, and I think that's the way you should stay.
Yeah, I'm too open for people who want like some level of like unavailability.
Yeah. I've got my DVD collection.
Your summer shrine.
My summer shrine.
Let's go.
All right. Bill wants to move on. Here we go.
What are you talking about? What are you talking
about? Let's go as parlance for like kind of a fuck yeah, right?
Oh, I see. Okay.
He's cheering you on.
Okay. I thought he wanted me to switch topic.
That said, coming in at number two.
Number two.
This is my pick, Howard. I think you'll like this. This is Amon Amarth.
Right on. The Viking band.
Viking metal band.
They're back.
Listen to this title. Put your back into the ore.
Nice.
Put your back. Yeah. Just turn That's your back good. On the main. Now we're turning our back on the main.
Damn, now we're doing it. Whoa.
Yeah. Put your back into that ore, fellas. Here we go. Wait for the drop. Here it is.
So put your back into the
You know, the crowd's going nuts.
I love it.
This is when they get down on the floor and start rowing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Start rowing that Viking ship.
That's crazy.
This is the sequel to Put Your Back Into It, the Ice Cube song.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's some energy.
If you're rowing with your back to the shore, that means you're going back to the shore. I mean, if you think about it. If you're rowing away from the shore, you'd be facing the shore.
Yeah, but he's saying put your back into the oar. He's saying use all your strength.
With that other song, which was Keep Your Back, Don't Turn Your Back on the Mainland.
Right.
If you don't, then you're going out to sea.
Should I be a Viking? Is this what this is leading me to?
Yeah, you got the hair for it. The blue eyes.
I'm not thick enough.
You like to eat babies?
I'm not thick enough. I got to get thicker.
Oh, get thick. Yeah.
You know, I heard that Vikings.
Your way into shape.
I read that Vikings never actually had the horns.
What?
On their helmets.
What?
That's bullshit.
Yeah, I'm sorry to shock you.
No!
So maybe you could do it.
Okay.
Wow. I mean, it would be stupid to have a weird hat on while you're trying to, like, kill somebody. It's not practical.
Yeah, it's just if you're trying to fit in the car, you know, those horns get in their way. All right, coming in, number one.
Number one. Hey, let me set this one up.
Please.
This is a big deal to me. This got me all riled up on Saturday night when I first heard it. Okay. There's this girl, Amaretta. She's a rapper from Atlanta. And she's saying, hey, a lot of these people that are saying they're from Atlanta, that's not Atlanta. Okay?
Oh, okay.
And the people that she's taking shots at are not just some local people. We're talking about Migos. Who they say is up from another county. She's like, that's not Atlanta. Then she takes a shot at Outkast, who is from East Point, and saying that's not Atlanta. I mean, from somebody who's not from Atlanta, me, like to hear that you're saying, wait, those places aren't in Atlanta, because I thought, like, wow.
I mean,
how you know, this is pretty authentic.
Outkast, defines it.
I mean, when I went to Atlanta, the only two things I did was my gig, and then I went to East Point, and I was like, wow, I'm in Atlanta, I'm in East Point, this is Outkast and everything.
Yeah.
But I guess there's still, you know, there's still areas, but they're just not right in the heart of the city. But anyway, this is shots fired, and it's getting people riled up down there.
Let's go.
This is Amaretta.
Maybe they're from Hotlanta, not from proper Atlanta. All right, Amaretta the Great, Sorry Not Sorry.
I'm not sorry. I ain't gonna say nothing, but it's on me heavy. I promise it's getting ridiculous after this drop. Do not jump to no conclusions. I don't need these folks in my mentions. No, I'm too solid, gonna keep it a brick. I ain't going back and forth, cause I said what I said. I'm clearing the air, cause I feel it's my place. I gotta jump on a couple folk head. Y'all come to the city, get a feel for this L. And I wanna go home, I know you love what it taste like. But it ain't too fair, we had to live up in these trenches. Y'all went back to the birds when they got up on them late nights. Look, we really ran through these streets. We ain't never get a break. So we speaking on Atlanta, I don't play right. But I'ma get right to the subject, ain't gonna beat around the bush. Chance it is if you say you from the A, right? Where's I know you from? Where hood did you live? Where hospital bed were you born? Look, I know it sound crazy, but I'm a hey, baby. I gotta start pulling for card. We had to live in this zoo where you don't make it out. So I don't give a fuck what they say. Look, if you niggas ain't grow up in APS system, you bitches, it's not from the A. And you from Gwinnett, nigga, up that pill. Try to step back. Talking about you from the outskirts, could've killed that. Rep where you from and don't rep where you home. No air force.
Keep it going, just with the hook part.
Now my scratch and I got my
respect. This is where she starts calling out, like real towns.
You're not from this side and you don't know the facts. You're chilling, repeat after me. Call that part, it's not Atlanta. Light on you, it's not Atlanta. Nope. Clay Cole, it's not Atlanta. Nope. Decatur, it's not Atlanta. Gwinnett, it's not Atlanta. Nope. Roswell, it's not Atlanta. Nope. Forest Park, it's not Atlanta. Nope. Lynburn, it's not Atlanta. Nope. The North, it's not Atlanta.
The North, that's Migos. That's Outkast.
You bitches, it's not Atlanta. Big Rudder on two Atlanta. I had to get through Atlanta. I'm talking about the one, the three, and the four, with the old, not the new Atlanta.
I mean, come on. That's like back in the day when I used to hear the New York rappers go at each other just based on the boroughs.
Yeah.
I mean, that shot, I got to see how that gets reacted to.
You know, she was, she's very articulate. Like, I felt like I could understand every.
Yeah, she wasn't mumbling.
Line.
Yeah.
It was fast.
She wasn't mumbling. Like, she wasn't mumbling.
Yeah.
Well, it's great to discuss that with you guys.
I'm saying, <All right. laughs> I believe her. You know what I mean? She's convinced me.
But it's just interesting from the outside to me think like, wow, these guys are all so like absolutely legit. And then somebody from within there is calling them out. Wild.
Seriously.
Stuff.
Yeah. I wonder how much of a technicality that is versus like a fair point.
What if someone started going, Bill Cockham is not Netflix. Pen 15 is not Netflix.
That Pen 15 show is Tony, not Netflix.
That show with Tony Danza was not Netflix. Like, just start calling out all your Netflix shit.
Yeah.
What would it, I'd be like, yeah, none of them. I mean, Pen 15 is objectively successful, but the rest of them, yeah, they kind of flopped.
I guess that would probably defuse the battle.
I'd be like, Father of the Year didn't flop, so I can't get in a beef with anybody.
Father of the Year is not Netflix.
No, Father of the Year is Netflix. Father of the Year, I'm always bummed about Father of the Year because it was the number one movie on Netflix before they had rankings.
Right. Hey, I was on MTV before they had MySpace.
Damn.
Beat that one.
I can't.
That's true.
Nobody's even taken me on a bad date. There was no social media.
Damn.
Shout out to Lovesick. I really like that song, Bill.
Thank you.
That's going to be coming out in April, you said?
Yeah, roughly.
Right on. And we can see you currently in a commercial.
Priceline, baby.
And all that stuff on Netflix.
And Hulu.
Hulu.
And Hulu. Are you in Snowfall?
No.
Right on.
Okay. Never have been, never will be.
Are you playing a keyboard right now?
I have one in my hands, yeah.
Okay.
Wow, I like the like the action on that.
See, look at this.
Scale they're playing. It's a silent scale.
See, look at this. We're talking about.
Oh, is that M Audio?
Yeah.
I have that same.
We're talking about D, okay? We're talking about D. We're talking about A, the same. And then we're talking about E. And then we're talking about B.
He's showing us fingerings, gang. He's showing us fingerings.
I don't know if I agree with that.
What do you mean? D is D, E, F sharp, G, A, B, C sharp, D. A is A, B, C sharp, D, E, F sharp. And then the only difference between D and the other one is there's no G. There's G sharp instead. And then E, the difference is there's four sharps. So it's the same scale. There's just four sharps, so there's no D. That's the only difference.
Check out.
So D has A,
for this
D has A and G.
Charted.
A takes away the G, and then E takes away the D.
Yeah. We just had a big Texas episode over there.
And then B, you know what B takes away? The D, the G, and the A.
Check out Griftors. You can make money over there just by listening. Check out haveasummer.com/shop. Pick up an Austin Stories DVD.
It's just for playing it. I got nothing to plug. I don't care anymore. I'm done.
No more plugs. I won't even tell you his name, but he was a lot of fun having him on the show.
I don't believe in plugs. Nobody's clicking any links on me.
It's over. CTV.
If they want to find me, they'll just go to Instagram. That's the only place. I don't know. I don't know how else. How do people's brains work? Does plugging work? Probably.
Maybe. I don't know.
Isn't podcast still how you get big in comedy? That's why all those people have more followers.
Yeah. Well, you're doing it right now. You put in a great appearance.
Wow.
Congratulations to you on that.
Thank you. Hopefully
we'll see you maybe tomorrow if you make it back from Claremont.
Yeah, we'll
see. Comedy at Chaplin. And we'll see you right here next week on Who Charted.